Welcome one and all once again to Duel Wielding. This is the second part of our pre-E3 2015 franchise. That's not the right word, but whatever, we'll go with it.
We're starting a global franchise now?
We're starting a global franchise. This is what happens when you folks get me up at 9:30 in the morning. My brain doesn't start until like 10, and it's just after 10, so I still have time to wake up, okay? Joining me this week, we have Martin.
Hello!
We have Daniel.
Howdy.
And we have the Dutch Sayer.
Hey, everybody.
So, for this one, just because of how the scheduling shakes out, and because PC gaming is such a big thing, we're going to try to do Microsoft first, and with any additional time, we're going to talk about the PC Gaming Conference. I will just say this up front, if we do kind of run long, I have no problem breaking up the PC Gaming Conference, because it is 3 hours, and I do want to get into it, because it's the first of its kind at E3.
And so there's no potentially some interesting stuff there.
Yeah, so there's no real problem with like doing part of it this week and doing part of it next week or whatever. Again, 3 hours is a long time, but especially when it comes to Microsoft and the Xbox One, I guess not as much anymore, they're very linked to the PC gaming, even a lot of their quote-unquote exclusive franchises exist on PC as well.
Well, that's the thing about Microsoft and Sony these days, is like chances are it's just going to come to PC if it doesn't come to Xbox.
Yeah, the truly current-gen exclusives are almost all gone.
It's just first-party titles these days.
Yeah, exactly.
If you really think about it.
That's great for me.
I don't think that's a problem in general. That's kind of what...
Well, if anything, it's a problem for Sony and Microsoft, you know? That's it.
Well, I mean, it's only a problem for Microsoft, as we'll get to in a second, because Sony's selling well. Like, if you sell, it's not an issue, because people are still buying games. If you have a problem selling, that's going to be a problem when you can get the games elsewhere. But to kind of just run this down, Microsoft, I believe, has had this shot for, I don't know, 5-6 years now.
Oh, maybe even longer. Yeah.
I mean, they've done some weird kooky stuff before. Like somebody pointed out this week was the 10th anniversary of the MTV special where they revealed the Xbox 360.
Yeah, that was about 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a thing. If you have
remember
never seen...
Remember the white ponchos?
Yeah, that was the 09 thing with the Kinect thing. But that was the day before. That wasn't actual at the conference.
Yeah, but that was really strange.
Yeah. Everybody, if you don't remember, everybody look up what's the guy's name from Ninja Gaiden? Itagaki?
Yeah,
Itagaki and White Poncho's Xbox. Just type that in. Google image search. First image by IGN is the most fantastic E3 image you'll ever see.
Yeah, and even, I guess more recently, they had that pre-E3 thing to reveal the Xbox One, which was all like TV. And that's what kind of started them on the wrong foot to begin with. But yes, Microsoft has, I mean, I guess they don't see E3 as a central point for a lot of their stuff, because none of their hardware has been revealed here. They connect with...
No, but it's just a thing to get it out of the way. Just more like, we are more software-focused, so we'll get out of the way what the hardware is, and then we'll focus on the rest at E3 itself.
Although, to be honest, just Microsoft anymore. I mean, Sony as well had their own event to show off a PS4 first before E3. I guess that makes sense, because you don't want to be lost in the shuffle with like three other hardware announcements.
Yeah, I think, I mean, especially it's easier these days, because you don't need to be, you know, like the E3 and, you know, kind of extending further, Comic-Con are kind of antiquated ideas, and like we'll get everybody together once a year to kind of give them all the news they need, where because of the internet, you have live blogging, you have streaming, you have, you know, like you can get the information out there.
Yeah, and a lot of large tech companies don't rely on it anymore. It's like, we have this day, we announce something, and if we have video, we video. If we don't, we don't. It's like, basically, whenever they feel like having their own PR cycle.
Yeah, I mean,
whenever Nintendo shows off one of their new hardware things, I wouldn't be shocked if they do like a direct to at least introduce the first things from that hardware and then go more in depth at something like E3 or something
that. Yeah, I mean, part of that was how they announced the new 3DS XL.
Yeah, pretty sure. Yeah,
So, going way back, that's also how they revealed the GameCube with Space World when they used to do that. But that was their trade show. But yes, nowadays it's so much easier. So, yeah, for Microsoft.
We should address a certain elephant in the room, especially coming from three European guests now, is the fact that basically the Xbox One has truly screwed up for entirely Europe. Basically, no real country actually pays any attention to Microsoft. It's been completely wasted. Whatever 360, they basically fan base they had.
Fucking, they don't put any fucking features out in Europe.
That's the only part. There's that basically no faith in Europe, and they had some community faith building up in certain countries for the 360 era. They basically with the screwed up launch, how screwed it up for the US was basically double that for Europe by spilling it up and releasing it at different times and having no features.
Big people from the German gaming industry being involved with original Xbox and the beginning of 360, but all of that is gone at this point.
So yeah, coming into this E3, they really have to show off, because now it's readily available and the price has come down in most countries. It isn't being bought by anyone, but that's besides the point. They really have to show off some software to be able to at least acknowledge to Europe, like, hey, maybe you don't have these kinds of features, but at least you'll have great games. That's really something that they have to push. Even though this is an American trade show, they have to show globally that they have the great software to show off.
And that's actually a problem that Microsoft has been struggling with, is great software. Because, I mean, they've had good software, like Sunset Overdrive, but they've had nothing to say, I need an Xbox One for this game.
Yeah. I was going to say, I feel like all of them have had that problem to an extent.
Well, yeah, I guess so, but Sony at least has, like, Bloodborne.
Like, hey, here's a new first-person shooter or third-person shooter. At least for Europe, that's probably not going to get people to buy a console.
And Microsoft's best shot there's a killer app, I guess, has been their Master Chief Collection, and look how they fucking handled that crap, you know?
Well, I mean, I guess we should get into Microsoft's press conference.
Yeah.
Yes. Like I said, it's going to be held 9:30 a.m. Pacific time, Monday morning, 12:30 Eastern, 5:30, 6:30 for people overseas, and all that fun jazz. So it's the first official press conference of that week. I know, but we talked about Bethesda, but
yeah,
that's
right.
It's weird because it's the night before, and people kind of think of that differently. We always have.
Monday is the start of the week. And
that's when people are in E3, and that's when people get into that E3 mode. And this is also the day that has 4 press conferences, so...
Yeah.
Yes. Microsoft is an interesting beast for me going into E3, because I think unlike Sony and to a certain extent Nintendo, we know pretty much what they offer for the rest of the year.
Mm.
It's more or less, are those games going to be interesting? And what do they have for 2016? Because Microsoft's strategy right now seems to be, we only need to invest in big games coming out in September, October, November, and then the rest of the year we can be carried by third parties.
Yeah, Sony has become the default third-party console for most folks, so they really have to push their own agenda to be able to show people, like, if you already have a PS4, like, it's worth it to also have an Xbox One, or for folks who have neither yet. So, well, choose us because we have these types of exclusives.
So, what do we know is on the plate from MS that we definitely know of? It's
Halo 5.
Halo 5, which I guess Halo is fine, I guess.
No, it's not, though. It's it's not. That's the problem, is... Like, Microsoft has... They damaged the franchise reputation with Halo 4. They damaged it with Master Chief Collection. Right? And, okay, there were some people that were won over by the 5 beta, but they're going to have to pull up all the stops, because...
I feel
a lot of people that need to win back.
Daniel, I meant fine in the sense of it's not necessarily a bad game.
I don't know.
It might not be what
Halo,
you want
Halo
from Halo.
Halo 1, 2, and 3 weren't bad games until 343 made them not work. So, you know.
I also think that Halo has become that franchise from Microsoft that everybody isn't surprised by anymore. It's like, oh yeah, that's part of why you buy an Xbox for most folks who have an Xbox. And it's like, yeah, that game, it's like, yeah, those people play those types of games, and the participants of those types of games have been going down year over year. You can see that on the stats of Halo 4.
I still think that, I mean, especially being that the Xbox One hasn't had an original Halo game, there we go. I think there is going to be a market for it. And, I mean, it's still, right now, on paper, it is still the biggest first-party release of the rest of the year, with Zelda out of the way and Uncharted not this year. So there is going to, and you know Microsoft is going to put all their marketing muscle behind. I mean, they're already advertising it.
Yeah.
So I can see this game doing well. And like Daniel said, people did enjoy the beta. So I think less so than the Master Chief Collection. I think that it has some people with 4. But I do think that this is kind of like, okay, we'll give them a second shot. And if this one doesn't really grab people, then you're going to start to see a huge decline.
That's what I'm saying, though, is it won't be the second shot. It will be the third one.
Well, I think people aren't going to... I mean, it is their fault, but I feel like people aren't going to hold the Master Chief Collection against them.
I think they
Yeah, it's been a bad year for
No excuse to have 10-year-old games, less than 10-year-old games, not work like that. No excuses.
So what do you think they're going to show off? Are they just, you know, trailer
They'll do what they normally do, and they'll have it like a 10 or so minute gameplay section, because they usually do that the year
single
the game
player
comes
or
out. Yeah.
Single yeah, we haven't player. Seen anything yeah. of the single player. I
yeah,
think.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe something about the story.
Like? Yeah, some co-op things to show off. That's still a big push for them.
Could be. Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe some announcement. I know they already did one, but I could see them doing like another beta over the summer.
Yeah, probably. Sure, could
maybe.
Be. Yeah.
But yeah, we also know about Fable Legends, which I'm sure you're all excited for.
I'm one of those people who thinks like I'm. It just sends me that they just keep that franchise around. Fable is so
well,
bad.
I think the problem with that, and we'll get to this as we'll talk more about them, is Microsoft hasn't really been great at cultivating franchises. And Fable, I mean, at this point, they have really 4 franchises that they kind of go back to. They have Halo, which we'll know we have one this year. They have Fable, which for some reason has just been a franchise of diminishing returns since the first one, but they continue to go back to it.
Well, that's mainly because now there are more Fable games that aren't about the original premise than Fable games that were about the original premise, you know?
And you also factor in that the ones that have been about the original premise have been going down in quality since the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were, because they were stewarded by Peter Molyneux, of all people, so, you know.
Yes. And Gears of War, which is a franchise they bought, which still, I think, a lot of people enjoy. But right now, okay, let's be honest, let's put the cards on the table. It's rumored, even though we've seen footage of it and screenshots and all this other stuff, to be a remaster of the original Gears of War this year.
Personally, for me, it's like, I cannot get excited about new Gears. For me, it's like, Gears was like the definition of games from last gen for me. Third-person cover-based shooter. And I feel like we have explored almost basically everything we can do with that.
And
I feel like this is so played out that I have no interest in it.
And there was nothing wrong with 3. There was nothing in 3 that I thought, you know what, this game would be better with that, you know? Like,
yeah,
everything
no, they
about
really
3 was
out 3.
Completely
yeah.
good, you know?
Yeah,
in 3 was great, and I didn't want any more improvements than that.
And kind of on the same note, which we talked about the Master Chief Collection in Halo 4, this is a Gears of War game being done by a new studio, so part of it might be them trying to, okay, we have to shake up the formula, and part of it might just be like, okay, this is what people enjoy, we have to replicate this as best as possible, which is a double-edged sword.
They tried that, though. They already had that, which is Gears Judgment, and nobody wants to remember that game.
No.
Well, this is a different studio.
Well, also, the new game isn't ready this year. That's probably the main point.
A different studio.
Yeah.
The new game isn't ready this year. It's a 2016 game, so they have to have something to make you want the 2016 game and remember the franchise.
Yeah, and we thought remembering the franchise was the reason Judgment exists, but now we also get a remaster.
Yeah. My biggest surprise is that just news around the first one. It's like really weird that we just know this. Maybe that's because that's the one that's been beta tested all over the net. But it would be really weird to just have a remaster of just the first one and say like, oh, next year a new one comes out instead of being remastered the entire trilogy.
Especially considering what we said about like free having all these features when you think like, yeah, this is the complete package. This is everything this genre basically can be or should be. And then you come out with just the first one is weird. Or it would be weird if that's really the
case.
Or
what's your bet on that? Just the first one or an entire trilogy or in parts?
I think it's going to be the first one. If anything, I think I can see an easier, like, okay, Gears of War, and then we'll do like Gears of War 2 and 3 next summer. Not necessarily like the whole full treatment.
You want to get Gears of War 1 out and make sure it actually works this time. So once that works, we'll then do 2.
I think only seeing leaks of the first one basically confirms it's just the first one. And I could maybe see them doing, maybe they will try and do some special things with the first one that were actually not in the original game. But my hope if you just release
and one. And I think that's the key. Like, if it's just like, oh, we're just going to up-res the graphics and whatever, then I think that's easy. Like, but compared to like the Halo 1 and 2 remakes where they were like, we're going to go back through, we're going to remake the cinematics, we're going to update the graphics, we're going to allow you the ability to flip between the two graphical styles on the fly. Like, that is a full kind of remastered, where something like, oh, okay, here's some higher-res textures and throw it out. Then that would be considered DayZ.
Is that worth $60, though?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the problem.
Of course
can't
it's
be
not, but then remasters never are.
It has to be like, it should be like $40 or something like that. I guess they add a ton of new stuff here.
And a beta code, of course, for the game for next year.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think...
kind of given, I feel like, at this point.
Yeah, and I also... I mean, to the point about Gears of War, the new one not being out this year, I think we've kind of said this before, and it's not necessarily completely true, but it does seem like they are on a schedule where they alternate Halo games with Gears of War titles.
That's what I did last gen.
Yeah. So it's like, 1 year you get a Halo title, 1 year you get a Gears title. And so I assume Gears of War... let's say 4 will be their big fall title for next year.
We might get like a short teaser for the next game, though, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, they've done that before with Halo ODST and Halo 4.
Yeah, that's something they could potentially do.
Well, maybe it was it was 3 in ODST, the teaser and basically game this year teaser for next year. I think.
And didn't they also do something when Reach was coming out?
Right, or it was Reach. God, there were so many Halo games.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a precedent.
And then there's Forza Motorsport 6, which is, at this point, they just alternate between it and Horizons.
Yep.
Yeah, but...
and this year is Forza
6?
Yeah.
Okay. The one you don't want to play, as far as I'm concerned, because Horizon is a pretty great game.
Yeah, I feel like they should brand them differently. I understand that it sells well, but it's better to have two strong brands in the same genre than one.
Well, this is the thing, though, is they have two brands in the same genre that are strong, just they decided to kill the other one and never use it ever again for some reason.
Yeah.
Which one is that?
Project Gotham Racing.
I thought this was Project Gotham Racing.
No,
this is Forza.
Project Gotham Racing 4. Was almost a 360 launch title, if I remember correctly, and then after that and Forza 2 was the last Forza game on the original Xbox. So they had
That was actually, I think, a 360 or not? No, that was original Xbox. Right, you're right. Sorry, continue.
Yeah, so they had them going at the same time for a while, and then they were just started. Now we're just not going to bother with Project Gotham Racing anymore.
It's just that the team that is making Horizon has some people who worked on Project Gotham Racing.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, give Sumo Digital PGR and then, you know, easy. Because Sumo Digital make racing games and they're really good at it.
But they're also very busy right now. The one that I'm sure everybody's in love with, Rise of the Tomb Raider is supposed to be out this year, excuse if the Xbox One.
I said last week what I think of this new Tomb Raider iteration, so...
Yeah, but I mean, it did sell well, and I imagine...
very well.
I don't mind it, to be honest.
I don't mind, but I don't have interest in playing it.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, I think for them, especially being that I assume this year they were thinking they were going up against...
Uncharted.
Yeah, because there's no Uncharted-like game yet on either system. So it does give them a foot up in that regard, and Tomb Raider does have some type of a brand power now after the previous reboot. So,
yeah,
I mean,
true.
It should do decently for them. I mean, I think, on paper, Halo 5, Gears of War Remastered, Fable Legend, Tomb Raider, is a pretty solid holiday lineup when you throw in stuff like Assassin's Creed, Call of Duty, Battlefront.
I would call half.
I just think it's a little bland, that's all. But then that's been Microsoft press conferences in general.
Well, it's a good one in the sense that they have games that people want. But yes, in terms of like something new and exciting, it's a very safe lineup. Let's go.
It all depends on what they want. Do they want the 360 fans to be able to say like, "Hey, you got more of those types of games," or do they want to convince new people who aren't interested in those types of franchises, like, "Listen up, this is a reason also to buy a console now."
Or people who already jumped ship.
Yeah, most people already jumped ship, especially in this part of the world.
Yeah, and I think their big thing is trying to show up. You know, like they can lose out on Europe and Japan, which they probably shouldn't, but they can't lose the States either, because then they're completely dead in the water. And I think this is a very state-heavy, North America-heavy lineup for them.
Oh, yeah, especially, yeah. Except for the racing usually does pretty well here, but the thing is, it isn't staple enough for them to say, like, "Hey, you can play Forza 6 on here," for Europeans to buy either a second console or have that be the default console for them.
I know that Forza does incredibly well in the UK, at least, but
yes.
In our territories, it sells well, but you're probably right. Most people will probably are more inclined to say, like, "Well, I probably just wait for Gran Turismo."
Yeah, you got Project Cars.
Well,
now,
I already have
options,
Forza
at least
Cars,
in that genre also.
Well, I mean, Sony has to announce that first.
Well, sure. But people know there will be a Gran Turismo at some point.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, there is enough. I mean, you have
to
crew.
Let's hope this one doesn't take, like, 13 years.
You have,
no guarantees.
Yeah. Of course not.
just as, I guess, an update, because we've had a lot of games that Microsoft announced last year that we've heard nothing from. So
yeah, reminds us.
We have Crackdown 3.
Right, which basically had a CG teaser and no indication of when that's ever going to be released. People think it's 2016, but could be farther off.
Yeah, but I assume we have to get an update, like actual gameplay trailer for it.
Maybe, hopefully. Or is it actually Crackdown 3? Because I think it was only called Crackdown, so...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm just using Crackdown 3 for shorthand.
Okay.
It was a CG trailer of a dude running an explosive truck into a building or something.
Yeah. Maybe we'll... they could do, like, a small trailer of, like, if they want to impress people with something, they should probably... If kind of building destruction is really in that game, then a trailer that shows that off would probably look good.
But destructible environments would be a cool thing, but the main problem is the franchise is built on jumping from building to building, and once you destroy the entire city, that's not long longer possible. So,
well, building
depending
still
on
have...
how
to...
Well, they've already advertised it. They've already told us it's a thing, so they can't go back on that.
Okay. I missed that part.
And also, buildings don't have to stay destroyed.
Oh, sure. Of course not.
Yeah, we also have Phantom Dust, which you've kind of heard of what happened there.
I don't... Even still a thing,
but Microsoft
says it is, but
I wouldn't expect it this year.
It's not a thing that's going to be here soon, at least.
No.
Yeah. Or, well, I mean, based on what happened when this was announced, it could very well still be there, because according to the developers, what Microsoft showed was nothing like what they were working on at the time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they weren't asked about that trailer. Microsoft just went and made it.
I think the big one for a lot of people was Scalebound.
Yeah, I assume that has to be there this year. And
at least a new trailer, yeah.
And I have no doubt that it will probably look pretty cool.
Crazy cool, positive on the developer.
In theory, it makes no sense because Microsoft is super dead in the water in Japan. I think last week the Xbox sold under 200, not like 2,000, not like 200,000. 200.
200. Wow.
Well, it's been selling under 200 for a while now.
I don't. A lot of weeks in 200 also makes a larger number.
But not that low.
Yeah, they are really dead.
Well, it's basically, like, basically people who live in Japan who are Xbox fan replacing their Xbox every week.
Even with like the Xbox 360, Microsoft had that early push for Japan. It didn't
and
work.
Those games were fantastic.
But you had stuff like Blue Dragon and Lost Odyssey. There's nothing like that this time around. It's like we have to put it out as a sign of good faith. But I mean, it also seems that the whole Japanese market is down. But we'll talk about that when we get back to normal shows. And I mean, I guess from the third party stuff that they had yesterday, the only one that hasn't really come out yet is The Division. So I can see them doing that again.
Yeah, but that game was also delayed until March 2016, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as like having it at E3.
Yeah, it will probably get like some kind of demo.
Depending on how deep the marketing is for that game on the Microsoft side, it's either going to be a gameplay demo at Microsoft or at Ubisoft.
Yeah, I think because Microsoft paid for marketing deal, they would have to have some kind of demo
some
on that stage.
Yeah.
I can also see them having something like Doom, because they've been pretty close with that franchise in the past.
Maybe.
Yeah, it was maybe also because it was the most powerful hardware when Doom 3 came out.
Actually, Microsoft has been close with Bethesda in general. Like, they had also like some deal when Fallout 3 was coming out.
Yeah.
If you remember correctly.
Yes.
So, maybe yeah. I could also see like a Fallout thing with Microsoft.
Depending on how much money, of course, they do, but they're falling out of favor with third parties because they're just not selling the numbers that can convince them to go with them.
Yeah, that's the question. How much money is Microsoft willing to pay? And
well, it does seem like they're doing less of that this gen, which is both good and bad, because Sony seems to be picking up the sack with no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because how
deep are their pockets at this point for doing stuff like that? So, but I could see it happening, let's say like that.
Oh, yeah, and the one game that I forgot, because yesterday, I actually completely skipped E3, and they might do it again because it's not out this year, Quantum Break.
Oh, right.
It all depends on that timing right now. They can easily do another Gamescom reveal, and maybe a 10-second teaser, like, coming to Gamescom.
I wonder if that game just has diminishing returns, because it was originally announced as an Xbox One launch title?
No, never launch. No. Oh, just exclusive around launch.
Yeah, it was launch window.
Yeah, launch window, I think, was the wording, yeah.
And we are now 2 years out from launch, and this isn't set to come out this year either. So, and it's been at E3, it's been at GamesCon, it's been here, and I mean, kind of what Mario said to Gears of War, right now it looks really unexciting. It's a third-person cover shooter.
Yeah, with some time, and
the TV show woven in.
Which, I don't even know if they're making a TV show, because Microsoft...
They're not making a TV show. The idea was always just that full-motion video would be a big part in the game itself.
No. There was a time when they were making an actual tie-in TV show.
Yeah,
and
but...
Actually, fill on. I think it's just play a level, watch a level. Play a level, watch a level. At least that's what I heard at the time from announcing the TV stuff around it. So you'll play something, you'll watch something, and that both influences the gameplay somehow.
Yeah. Because Remedy has always done like some full motion video stuff with their games. It seems like more than just side gags or something, they wanted to make that stuff more important in this title.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yes.
I'm very much looking forward to hoping to see more of Quantum Dream, because I'm basically Remedy fanboy, so, you know, I just want to see more, but Gamescom is coming early this year, so maybe they'll say, like, we'll have enough, just show that there. We'll see.
And other stuff that's been rumored or kind of expected. Killer Instinct Season 3, that has seemed to be a decent enough, even though Killer Instinct development is now owned by, well, the team is now owned by Amazon Games, so that
well,
might be
a... Season 2 was already done by, go ahead, Martin.
Yeah, Season 2 was already been done by Iron Galaxy.
Okay, so that seems like an easy enough fix, especially being that there is still not too much fighting game competition for them.
Yeah, I'm not sure how well Season 2 has been doing. I think well, so maybe they say, like, yeah, we will do Season 3.
Yeah, Rare has been hinting at something that seems to be Battletoad-related. I don't know why.
Probably not a lot of people know why.
Phil Spencer has been very active in the community, and the earlier news this year was like, well, he went to Rare and it gave the green light to continue on the game and basically to have something to show at E3. If that is the Battletoads game or that is being developed by someone else, both of these things could be the same or it could be two different type of games.
Yeah, well,
at least
I mean,
it will be at E3, he said.
I hope it's different, but like, I'm just like, Battletoad has been heavily rumored. I mean, they're in Shovel Knight, they've been talked about, but I don't
get
why.
Worn on t-shirts by executives.
Yeah, it's not like Battletoad, I mean, and we had this discussion off air last week. If you think of the Ninja Turtle ripoff from the 90s, Battletoad would probably be like the fifth one that comes to mind.
Yep.
It would be like, you know, Samurai Piece of Catch is a big one, Street Sharks, Spike of Mice from Mars, SWAT Cats. And then maybe Battletoad.
I still have to think in this terms of what we were talking about earlier. Even if they announce a game, and even if it's a big or nice-looking game, or well-played, and everything's fine, so who's that for, then the maybe 50,000 to 100,000 Rare fans that are still around? It's like, it isn't going to sell you new consoles.
The problem with that
so
now...
So hard.
The problem with that now, even, is the fact that the Rare fans have gotten their fill of stuff recently with the Kickstarter.
Right,
and,
exactly.
You know, like, there's the one team, like, you know, one team's doing, okay, one team's doing, like, that Rusty Pup game. So, like, the old Rare, the old guard is there doing stuff that people are actually supporting. And Battletoad just seems like a,
like, hey, we're still around, come please look at us, desperate move.
It just seems to be like, if you're understanding that people want the old Rare back, don't do something as ham-fisted as, oh, we'll just release another Battletoads game. Just get Rare to do new, good things again, you know?
I could think of three other Rare franchises that I would rather see again.
OE3? Yeah. I mean, Conker, Banjo, Jetpack, Gemini.
Oh, Jetpack.
Cameo, Perfect Dark.
I said, I want to see.
I would probably pick most Rare franchises before I pick Battletoads.
Well, that's true, but three that I actually want to see would be like Perfect Dark for me, and actually Blast Core would be kind of awesome.
That was a super unique
game.
The only reason I would not put Perfect Dark on that list is it's the same problem we talked about before. They already have two shooter franchises.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So, I mean, I think they need... The thing is, and maybe they surprise us. I mean, we've seen it. I mean, granted, Nintendo's a whole different beast. But, you know, if before Kid Icarus Uprising, I would have said, I don't know what a Kid Icarus game in 2010 would be like. And it turned out to be a fantastic game. I don't get what a Battletoad game is in 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Because just a beat 'em up that takes 30 minutes to complete is not a game that you release for $60 right now.
But on the other hand, Earl, for me, it's more like the team Sakurai works on, I have more faith in than what currently are the remnants of Rare.
Oh, and that's like Nintendo's a whole different beast. They can take something like Kid Icarus and like see what they needed and re-envision it to be something
special.
Well, if
the Microsoft had their chance, they could have given Rare Killer Instinct, because it's their franchise to start off with.
Yeah.
Well, it was,
instead, they treated Rare like complete garbage and basically a system holder and a name in IP holder for the last generation.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, and see, I was going to say, at this point, it seems like they bought Rare for the IPs, but even then, that's not true. They've only done, what, one Banjo game since they bought them? and everything else.
Yeah, and
were
an original IP on the original Xbox, Gone with the Ghoulies.
And
you didn't need Rare for that IP. You could have done Grab by Ghoulies on your own.
At the time, they truly thought that with the Rare IP, they could get the entire, basically, N64 audience to get over and buy an Xbox. That's truly their vision at the time from buying them. But they didn't understand that those games actually were tied to the Nintendo audience and that the audience wouldn't come over.
I think that's a bit disingenuous because when you talk about if Microsoft wanted the N64 crowd to come over to the Xbox, right, they could have done it quite easily. They purchased Rare, they get Rare to make Banjo 3, and instead we didn't get Banjo 3. What did we get? We got a censored version of Conker. We got Grab by the Ghoulies, which wasn't going to grab anybody. We got cameo elements of Power. We got a subpar Perfect Dark game. You know, like, Banjo 3 would have been it because they were already promised it.
There's
a lot of stuff you could have done at Rare at the start of not just the 360 generation, but the end of the Xbox generation. Mm-hmm. I mean, Rare was, you know, like, to a lot of people, Diddy Kong Racing still is one of the marquee kart racing franchises or games. It's only a single one. They could have taken something like that and evolved that. They could have done Banjo, like Daniel said. They could have done an actual good Perfect Dark where you didn't need friggin' arrows on the floor to tell you where the hell you're going. Yeah. And stuff like that.
The thing seemed like the Rare from Microsoft early on actually got probably too much freedom that Rare probably didn't have under Nintendo. I would assume someone at Nintendo, when they saw Grab by the Ghoulies, probably have said no.
Yeah, very true. Good point.
You know, and Nintendo would have never let Rare turn Banjo-Kazooie into nuts and bolts.
No.
Well, I mean,
to be fair, not a bad game, but it's not what people.
It's not
Banjo-Kazooie.
No. It's a perfectly fine game, but it's not a Banjo game that people wanted or needed at that time for that console.
So to Daniel's point and his question, I guess, would you prefer that this be a Rare Battletoad, or would you want a Rare game and a Battletoad? Okay, I'm not saying you want a Battletoads game, but would
the latter. Third-party Battletoads and a new game by Rare that's completely different but still has the nostalgic feel that you actually want. From
I think
a Rare
right
game.
Now, anything that is made by Rare that is not a fucking Kinect game is good, right? It's a good start. Yeah. So, I would say
for all I care,
would Battletoads to Rare. Let Rare make Battletoads, because then it can. Because that's all Rare has been for the last few years is just a Kinect machine.
Or
not 10 years.
Well, at least from the Kinect era, so 2009. Yeah.
I would throw in something completely different. Give Battletoads to some third-string developer, but because who cares, it's Battletoads, and just let Rare make another Viva Pinata.
Yeah, if only.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Viva Pinata was their most successful brand on the market.
And it was good!
I don't know what happened to that. I guess because they just tried to run it into the ground really quickly, because they did sequels and spinoffs in, like, 3 years.
And I don't think it sold well enough for...
I think it's... they did it out of... Because they had, like, the animated series, which I think a lot of people probably forgot about by now.
It's actually pretty successful, even translated to most Nickelodeon stations around Europe.
I'm just looking at the games Rare have developed, and you could, like, there's so much diversity here, and, you know, they could add something, like, really cool to Microsoft's lineup, that they just don't bother.
I think a new
RC Pro-Am, come on!
Man, RC Pro-Am was awesome.
Well, I was also going to say, Microsoft does need, because they've been, like we said, they've really kind of tripled down on their core franchises, and they do need, like, I mean... You know, you can say the same about Nintendo, but for, you know, Mario, Zelda, Pokemon, they do a lot of stuff outside of that as well. Sony has always kind of been like, well, throw stuff to the wall and see what would stick. So they get a ton of franchise. Microsoft is like, okay, we can do Halo, we can do Gears, we can do Forza, we can do Fable, and we'll just mix and match them every few years.
Yeah.
And I think it's important, and to the point, I do think it's important that they get rid of establishing a new franchise. And if they get Battletoad and it ends up being successful, God knows why, then you have two things right off the bat. And that's a good thing, I think. I think they do need I mean, one of the biggest feelings of the Kinect, even though I don't mind the Kinect, I think was the fact that they got so much new success that they didn't use that to the average new IPs. Like, they got stuff like Dance Central, which wasn't theirs, and I would imagine that was pretty much the only success, I guess, Kinect Sports. But other than that,
yeah, the thing with the Kinect Sports, though, is just like, we need to make a sports game. Because, you know, Nintendo made a sports game for their motion controls. Sony made a sports game for their motion controls. Mm. So we've got to make a sports game for our motion controls.
That looks good on Good Morning America.
Yeah, and it did. The problem is they were like, oh, we're just going to dump the Kinect halfway through this generation. And stuff like Dance Central and Fantasia, which were, you know, it was a market that we were finally cracking. They were finally getting into that kids market, that family market. The Tim Schafer Sesame Street game and stuff like that. And they kind of dumped it. And I understand why we would be happy for that, but it is, like, if you're going to dump that market, reinvigorate and kind of reinvest in there so that you have something that people go after. And this is, you know, whatever. And I guess the last major rumor title, and we kind of had this discussion last week as well, was Joe Montana Football 16, which may or may not be exclusive to the Xbox One.
Yeah, and if that is an exclusive, I think that's, like, super questionable, because I said before, I don't know what an unlicensed football game can do, and I especially don't think that's the kind of exclusive you want if you want to penetrate the worldwide market.
Well, like I said, their priorities does seem to be North America. And
always
I think
been that way.
I think a second football game can help them. To your point, I don't necessarily know if people would buy it if they didn't have a license attached to it, but it is something they can look into.
One way to be able to do that successfully is having a better game, the gameplay actually be better, graphics be just on par or even better, and be at $20 or $30. That's the only way that is. Only way to be successful at that level.
And comprehensive editing possibilities are usually also helpful, because that way people could make their own teams.
Yes,
that usually also helps.
Well, I was also going to say, the problem with this, and this is a very tight rope to walk, is they probably don't want to piss off EA.
Yeah.
I mean, for all the hate that EA gets, rightfully so, out of this time, they are still one of the biggest third-party publishers in the world.
They're the only one with the access thing right now.
Yeah.
On the one.
Yeah, so...
And didn't they also have a deal with Microsoft and Madden?
Did they?
I'm pretty sure they had, like, a marketing deal. At least the first year the one came out.
Yeah, in combination with TV stuff and all those types of features. Those were all integrated into one, yeah. But I'm not sure if that all extends to beyond the first year.
Hmm. So, I don't even know if that... I mean, that's a big rumor, this exclusive thing, but like I said, because of the EA thing and it not being licensed, I think there are a lot of caveats that make me think, like, this might be a real game, but it doesn't strike me as something that would be an exclusive title someone would pick up.
Well, I mean, it could be, and it also depends. If it's more arcadey and EA doesn't see it as a threat, like, again, Microsoft's biggest concern seems to be North America, and I think having a bunch of shooters and sports games is their key to penetrating this market, or at least getting an egg up on Sony. If it's the right or wrong strategy, again, we'll save that for another show. Is there any?
But Earl, do you see around you that people who are not, like, core gamers like us picking up another console if they already decided on a PS4? Is that truly something that they'll do?
Well, I mean, to be fair, this is something that I would probably discuss elsewhere, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of interest outside of, like, the standard gaming audience for any system right now, because a lot of what we get so far has been stuff we've gotten before but better. And I think that's...
Well, I think the problem with that is the consoles are still expensive. When the prices come down properly, then we'll see people more...
Oh, you might see people... But yeah, but it's still going to be, like, what's going to be that game that gets them in there? Because, like, even if this is true, and and Microsoft gets this game, we already have Madden. People already have football games. And mm-hmm. out of the football audience decides it the first year. It's like, oh, my friends are buying Madden on the PS4, so I'm going to get Madden on the PS4 to play with them. And that's something that's been ingrained over two games already. And it's going to be hard to change that midway through the generation. And it, to your point, it's like, it's an unknown brand. Like, oh, I might get it and might enjoy it, but is anybody else going to get it? Is anybody else going to enjoy it? Is it going, does it have people I know? What is its features? Like, there's a lot of ideas Microsoft can use to make it better, but they have to kind of get it going, and I don't see that happening with Microsoft, the current Microsoft anyhow. Is there any other games that you folks expect to see from Microsoft, want to see from Microsoft? Any of their companies that are probably not working on something right now?
I would definitely suspect them trying to tout again that, hey, we also like indies.
Oh, yeah. Cuphead. I want to see more Cuphead, even though I know it is coming to PC, but still.
There will definitely be some stuff. Also, probably, again, some stuff they are getting exclusively. I don't know what. That's always the thing with indies. Sometimes you don't even know that a game exists until it showed up on a stage. So, but that's definitely a thing that's going to happen.
Does anybody know what Twisted Pixel's working on? I don't think we've heard from them since 2013.
No,
Ilko Psycho,
but they have been working on something, yeah.
Probably. But the last game was, not good.
Was a terrible joke, let me put it that way.
Okay, well, let's take inventory of Microsoft's main studios, because there aren't too many of them. 343, we know what they're working on.
Yep.
I don't know who Divisive Games are. I assume they're a new company.
No idea.
No.
Team Dakota is working on Project Spark. Turn 10 is turning out those motorsports games. We just mentioned Twisted Pixel. Yonchworks seems to be like their indie game studio. I don't know what they're working on. Nine Heads Fable, where we went through. Press Play is a possible. They just had Max and the Cursed Brotherhood last year, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they signed a deal with EA, right? To have their next game published?
I thought Microsoft owned them.
No.
Huh.
No, they just. No.
Best Buy is now part of the Microsoft Studios family.
Is now? Yeah, okay. Huh,
yeah.
Okay. Maybe that was the other brothers game then.
Motion, which I imagine is probably just going to be an expansion of Minecraft.
Yeah.
I don't know what you do. Like, that's honestly a company you buy for the NIP, not a company you buy for the Italian or anything like
that. Well, Microsoft bought Mojang for the IP and the tax haven, so, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. And merchandising. And they already said, like, in a year and a half on just merchandising and continued sales of Minecraft, we'll probably get back what we paid for it.
Yeah. I don't even think, like, that Minecraft needs to be a thing at the Microsoft conference, because to them it's not even an exclusive title, and apparently it never will be. And
but they can get
Microsoft
content.
Is like universal brand that makes money in all kinds of ways.
Yeah, maybe they'll tie it in with a game like maybe a Gears of War skin pack or something like that.
That would be funny.
Not really a big feature. Yeah,
who doesn't want to mine as Dom?
Well, back to us, we already know it's doing. Okay, here's something, I guess. Do you suspect we'll see HoloLens at E3?
No.
It's not a games thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it can be a games thing.
But it's not.
But it really isn't.
It really isn't.
At least not at this point.
Do they have any other new third parties they're working with? I mean,
Wait. HoloLens will be there.
Why?
I think today I read, like, Kudo Sonata will be at E3.
I don't understand why, because after Build, HoloLens has gotten some, how do I put it? People have been a bit down on it, because...
Well, because people realize this is not what was really promised.
Well, it's because what they had the Build conference was actually a worse version of what was the prototypes that they had before.
Well,
so,
what I've seen, like, the Verge article and stuff, was even after Build, though. and that wasn't a
positive
article.
No, that's what I'm saying, though.
It's
like the version of the prototypes that they had at Build, and obviously since, because Build was only a month ago, is worse than the prototype they had in January. So, God knows what's happening with that. It's not a games thing. They'll just show off Minecraft on it.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, but apparently, I just remembered that he will be there, so... apparently, there will be something with HoloLens.
Yeah, they could just be showing it off or whatever. Big Park, I don't know what they do now. That connects kind of DOA.
Who's that studio who's on
they
the
did,
purple...
They did Joyride.
Game.
Oh, I think... Wow, Microsoft has a really weird setup.
Did they make that Scream game that came out a few months
ago? Yeah,
that's
what I mean. Scream Ride, yeah.
Right.
No, that's Frontier.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Frontier is not a first-party company.
No,
but
they
are some that they
Microsoft for a while, so...
I mean, you know, Remedy, we mentioned Vanguard. They might have another Halo Spartan Assault title. Wow. We mentioned Iron Galaxy Studios, for instance. Saber, I could imagine they probably are the ones working on the Gears of War remastered.
Right. No, that was someone else. Who was it? Damn it. Forgotten. It came with the leak. It was some other studio.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I mean, do you folks expect anything on Kinect at this show?
No.
Probably not.
No.
If they have, like, a weird hardware thing, then I guess it will be the HoloLens stuff, but Kinect, nah.
Nah, I think they're going to be focused on what people actually can buy this holiday season.
What people will buy.
Oh, exactly, what people will, what they think they'll buy.
Did you folks see, do you expect a repeat of last year's show with that... I mean, it was a nice setup where they had, like, the various people on stages and they just kind of came and did their thing. That was actually
a
pretty
fine
simple
show.
And nice setup.
Yeah, quick turnaround on showing the games. No BS, nothing.
I'm so glad that Phil Spencer is doing these things now. He is so much better than what they had before.
Because Phil Spencer seems like just a guy that works there, not... an executive, you know?
He seems like a likable guy who
clearly
genuinely
enjoys,
cares.
He enjoys what he does, you know, and he just wants to tell people about it, whereas Don Matrick is just an executive, you know? If you want to play offline, we have a platform for that. It's called Xbox 360. Fuck off.
Okay. So, I think that's that for Microsoft at E3.
Bold predictions for third-party exclusive or add-ons from games that we already know is going to be announced?
Well, my thing would be what I said earlier, that they will have some marketing tie-in with the new Fallout.
Fallout or Doom?
Fallout. Fallout more than Doom.
Okay.
If I had to make a bold prediction, and it's not bold, I would imagine they have something related to Mass Effect 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because of their history with the
franchise,
one.
And they don't really have
only
like an RPG.
Speed, maybe.
Well, it depends, right? EA has been all over with their marketing deals and stuff, and how they associate. They've been with Sony, they've been with Microsoft. Who knows with that game?
Yeah, I think that EA really wants to push the remaster that we talked about last week for everything imaginable so they can get people their hands on the beta and saying like, hey, 2016, you want to pick up the new Mass Effect? It's going to be great to play the beta. So, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Not really any bold predictions from third parties. It's hard to judge. Phil Spencer says they have far more new IP from themselves, so I'm really interested to see what they have.
Yeah, but it's hard to guess new IPs. So.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest problem, and this is what... the problem with guessing new IPs for them is like they have such a tiny set of first parties, and most of them are accounted for.
Yeah,
that it
so new IP could be like something that Twisted Pixel is doing.
Yeah.
As well be really good or really terrible.
Or they could be working with outside studios, and that's really hard to predict who they could be working with.
Maybe we'll see Two Human 2.
Yeah,
if only.
Oh, yes, because everybody wants to pay off DIAC's
Dyke has been so favorable looked at in the news lately again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we have about half an hour, so we're not going to go through this whole thing just because I would hate to shortchange them. But we can kind of kick it off with the PC gaming format at E3. Now, this is going to be an interesting one for a multitude of reasons. I think it's new. It's never been done. As far as I know, it's never been done at any trade show.
No, not such a large focus on PC on that front from a single entity, no.
Yeah.
Well, and it's more of a community kind of thing because it's done by PC Gamer. So, like, there's no sort of big agenda behind it. It's just, here's what's coming on PC and here's what's going to be cool.
Well, I mean, that can go either way, though. I mean, because it could be like, oh, anybody who wants to put their games with us will do. So it could be a ton of crap just because these are all the games we could get to cover here. Or it can be like, oh, these are
green light, ahoy.
Yeah, or you access for days. Or it could just be like, okay, these are the promising games, and these are, you know, like, a lot of people are remaining PC exclusive. Like, there's not as many, okay, this is on PC, it's also coming to PS4 and Xbox One. Like, that might happen later on, but there are games that are like, this is PC first, and it's going to remain here for a while.
Yeah, really interested to see. Should we go down the list and see what's already at least announced for types of companies?
Well, before we get there, just to kind of set up the background of what I saw, the other reason this is very interesting is that this is 3 hours. In total, I think Sony tends to top out at 2 hours. Microsoft is about an hour, hour and a half. Nintendo is under an hour for most years. Most other people are about an hour or so.
This is something you have to compare to the GameSpot or IGN or Treehouse live streams. Like, more of an event than a thing, like, in a room and one person talking. This is more of, like, people come on stage, off stage, show off the game, talk to developers, maybe do something with chat. Like, more of an ongoing thing than actual a conference type of situation, I assume.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. None of us really know.
Yeah.
So, it will definitely be interesting in that way.
Yeah. Now, we can talk about who's going to be there so far. So, we have a list of people who are going to show up at this PC Gamer Conference. And just kind of, we have AMD, which, you know, whatever. Blizzard Entertainment.
Blizzard, I assume, will not be super big. I think they will probably be just their show off a bit of Overwatch. And, I mean, they could potentially announce the date for when the beta starts.
And the Heroes of the Storm as well.
Well, Heroes of the Storm is already open, I think.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, they can talk a bit. They'll probably end up talking about both of them a little bit.
Yeah, new
characters or something.
Well, I mean,
in theory, I think more than anything that they announce, it's just a big get because it's a name that people know that they can show. Oh, Blizzard's going to be there.
Oh, and I wouldn't shortchange Overwatch. That game could potentially be really cool. Well,
it would be pretty cool, except for the fact that Blizzard are being stuck up and annoying about how they're developing it. And so I'm already disinterested completely.
Well, like I said, we will see.
It can always end up being Titan.
Well, the thing is they've already said that they're not going to change the FOV from whatever it is, and it's already super low.
It's not something that bothers me, whatever.
It's not something that bothers you, but there are a lot of people...
For a PC audience that has been used to changing that type of things
in
that type of games, it's... You know, understandable.
I usually don't play with very high FOVs, no matter where I play on.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. It's just, I don't know, Overwatch just seems to be...
Computech is early June also, and that's the rumored thing right now that AMD is going to announce some new graphics cards. Also, NVIDIA is going to counter those cards. But that's early June.
I think AMD is mostly there just as a sponsor thing.
Oh, that's Kudu also. Kudu
These
also.
Buy our graphics cards.
Yeah.
Please.
And maybe our processors as well. Right? We still make those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like I said, Computech is in Taipei. That's 2 weeks before then. So Maybe they'll bring something over and show it there in the West for the first time.
Okay, we have Bohemia Interactive.
Bohemia Interactive, I would assume it will be there together with Dean Hall. They have Dean Hall on there on that list as well.
He doesn't work for that, for Bohemia anymore.
Well, he doesn't technically work for them anymore, but he's still working on DayZ. And that's a Bohemia Interactive game.
Isn't he only working for them until like the end of the year, though?
I think that he said until the thing is finished.
So, for the rest of time, then.
They said DayZ will be done in 2017, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
That is the end of time for me.
Yeah.
But, the game's not done for another 2 years.
To be honest, I don't know what Bohemia would be doing there. Would
I think it's too early for another Arma.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking as well. Arma 4 would be a bit too early.
They have more franchises, stuff with simulated helicopter games and all those types of things, but these are not really big temple announcements, depending on what type of announcements they want from that kind of show.
And if Dean Hall is still, at least, let's say, he is working till the end of the year with Bohemia, then I just can't see him announcing a new game? That seems unreasonable.
And they have, of course, DayZ is coming to PS4, but that's, of course, not something they'll talk about on PC conference, so, yeah.
Or maybe they will have a bigger DayZ update, and that's something they could present.
Yeah, or an Arma 3 expansion.
Bohemia Interactive proudly announced is that we made DayZ good.
Oh, if only they said it that exactly the same way you said it.
Zombies now work.
Oh dear.
Hooray for us.
Yeah,
give me some more names.
Everybody's favorite, Mr. Kiffy Bezinski.
Bosky Studios, the Unreal game that isn't called Unreal.
Yeah, maybe we'll actually get to see the game this time.
And not just a map fly through.
Yeah, here are some graphics. Oh, cool. Thanks. Helpful.
Yeah, I would assume they will probably have, I don't know, like a trailer, something. Or maybe do a quick deathmatch or something. I could see that.
Yeah, they have testing going on in the office right now, according to their social network accounts. So yeah, they'll probably at least have something to show, I assume. It will be interesting if they, you know, how heavily they focused on the going Unreal nostalgia factor, because now that Unreal has basically also come back in the same fashion.
Yeah.
It's weird, you know. They did it because there wasn't a market for it, and now Unreal is saying like, oh, there's a market for it, let's crush them, basically.
Yeah. So, I don't know how excited I need to be for that.
I'm surprised Epic isn't in this list, actually.
Yeah, they showed their game at GDC, and you know, it was basically showable for a demo of that kind. So yeah.
Yeah, and there is still Fortnite, which we haven't seen in a while.
Yeah.
They say it's a game.
I last year's Gamescom, I had the chance to play it, but I didn't go.
Yeah.
So.
Something.
Yes, it probably is a game, I just haven't seen it.
And look, you can still sign up for the alpha in the Epic launcher, so it still exists, apparently.
I don't know, maybe I get an invitation again this year and then don't go again, I don't know.
Keep the tradition high.
What else is there? Cloud Imperium games.
Star Citizen.
Cloud Imperium games, they make... Right, Star Citizen, yeah, right.
Which part of Star Citizen?
One of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of them.
That's NetSpace Industries, or is that the overall organization, or... It's so confusing that...
Anything about Star Citizen.
Yeah, right, yeah. It looks amazing, but it's never going to get done.
And it's super confusing how it's being developed.
Yeah, but
and you have to pay loads of money to get the content.
Yeah, there's a starter pack for only $15,000.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Anyway, we will probably have some form of demo. I mean,
looking forward to that. Every PAX they show stuff, and I'm looking forward to seeing how insane the graphics are.
Yeah. Then we have
obviously Star Marine as well. Which
then
is
we cool. have Devolver, which
yeah,
I love Devolver. They do lots of cool titles. The thing with Devolver is I expect like repeats of stuff we will see at Sony, because they also have the Sony deal in place. They will probably show Ronin.
Right.
Yes.
Ronin, which is which looks pretty cool. It's like if you remember Mark of the Ninja, which was a 2D side-scrolling stealth ninja game. Imagine that, but turn-based.
Yes, I played it. It is really cool.
Yeah, that game
very
is
cool.
Really, really cool. So I suspect that will probably be there. Whatever Devolver title is still in development.
Serious Sam 4.
Yeah, that could be there. That could actually be a bigger title that they would want to show off, because that's something that a lot of people might want to see on a big stage, right? Because usually they also have like pretty graphics and stuff like that. So, could they, something I've been thinking about, could they also potentially show off stuff that's like coming out of early access? Like, I don't
sure,
know.
Sure, yeah. Depending on how big the game is.
For example, is, but maybe they're like, hey, this is what the final version of Broforce is going to look like, or something like that. I could see that.
Yeah, I mean, and again, this is kind of just the whole press. We don't know what to expect. Like, they could really show a bunch
of
games.
It's unknown territory for
and they, yeah, they will show, the Devolver will show something that we have had no hints before about, because that's what Devolver do all the time.
Yeah, they also have Downwell, which is something they can show.
I'm kind of curious, though, because wasn't Devolver a big part of Sony's show last year?
Yeah, that's why I said they will probably, like, their indie lineup, their real smaller indie lineup, will probably have some repeats here from Sony, because I suspect Ronin, for example, will also show up at Sony, because it's already announced for PS4.
So Devolver's likely to have Serious Sam 4, Dropsy, Noct, Sub Rosa, and Enter the Gungeon, because those games haven't come out yet.
Yeah. And Ronin.
And Ronin, yeah.
So, yeah, that's probably Devolver. And potentially, maybe if they have done some new deals since last year or something that we might not know about yet, then potentially they could show off something completely new as well.
Yeah, GDC was just, you know, around the corner. That's usually time to pick up a lot of indies, having some development with them, and then having something to prep for E3, so that's a possibility.
Then we have Humble Bundle. I don't know, they don't show off games. It's another one of those cases, I think, like, they might just be a sponsor thing.
Yeah, E3 package or something
like
that.
And they could, like, have, like, a bundle going on during the thing.
Yeah.
That's what I suspect.
They'll probably have Robert Bowling, who now works for them, who was the ex-Infinity guy, Community guy, and he works in the stage experience and stuff like that. Maybe they'll talk about a sale or the games that are on it or something like that.
Then Hard Machine, that's Hyper Light Drifter. So I would suspect like we could probably get another nice look at Hyper Light Drifter, which looks neat, so that's cool.
Yeah, it looks like a cool game, yeah.
Paradox, I suspect the new Hearts of Iron should be there. What else?
Maybe a Skyline teaser for expansion or more updates?
That's something they could do. Sure.
This game has been extremely successful and they've been pretty quiet since after maybe a month after launch.
EU5, maybe?
Nah, Hearts of Iron is the focus first. Okay. I think it's too soon for EU5. So probably just now Hearts of Iron, because Hearts of Iron also, they haven't really shown off much gameplay, I think, outside of behind closed doors, because I don't think what we've seen last year at Gamescom, I don't think most of the stuff has come out yet.
No.
Magicka 2? will be there.
That's coming on next week.
That's coming out.
It will probably still be there, because, hey, this thing
maybe
just came out.
Maybe.
You know?
Depending on how much they need or want to show, yeah.
That RPG that we saw last Gamescom was sadly cancelled.
Yeah.
That looked kind of neat, but that was cancelled, so I don't know. But that team might be working on something new that they could show off. I don't know. One thing I could see is Paradox was also the publisher for Pillars of Eternity, and they have been talking about an expansion for Pillars of Eternity, so that might be something you could announce real officially with what that expansion could entail.
Yeah, maybe a title and a premise.
Maybe a new Crusader Kings?
That has been long enough. That's right. Crusader Kings 3, that could be something. I would actually be pretty excited for a new Crusader Kings. Crusader Kings 2 was really cool. Square Enix. I don't know what they would show off that they would not already show at their own conference.
They're gonna show off the new Tomb Raider at the PC conference.
Oh, I imagine.
That's actually that's pretty good. Yeah, Square and the Deus Ex thing.
Yeah,
just
Deus
having
Ex,
PC
yeah.
version, they having a showing off the PC version, maybe a new hair set for Laura and stuff like that. Yeah,
I would also imagine any type of expansion or content for Final Fantasy 14, because they continue to.
Yeah, that's true. That's also pretty big on PC. So Tripwire Interactive is probably just Killing Floor 2, right?
Yeah. They've got some content on the way, so that's what we'll see, is the new content stuff for Killing Floor 2, and I can't wait for that.
And maybe a date for coming out of Early Access?
I don't think so.
A bit early.
No? Too early? Okay.
So, you know.
So, ArenaNet will apparently be showing off Heart of Thorns. I don't know what that is.
It's
I assume an MMO. What?
It's an expansion to Guild Wars 2, because I've played it.
Ah, I see. Okay.
So, there'll probably be proper gameplay of that, because I have played it myself.
I see. Okay.
And Guild Wars 2 is something to look forward to.
CCP, suspicion is Valkyrie, because...
I would hope so.
I mean, it's a game they have in development, and it's VR, and VR is probably a bigger thing on PC at this point than on anything else. So
and Valkyrie has been sort of missing for a bit. We haven't heard of it.
I played last year, but since then they changed engines.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, last year it was still more proof of concept than an actual game. So I think they after last Gamescom they basically went into real production of making this a real game, I think. Creative Assembly, that's Total War Warhammer. They will show off that. That makes sense. They will probably get more exposure this way for this game than just putting out a trailer when everyone else is putting out 50,000 trailers.
Yeah, that's a great way to show off what the Warhammer woven into that type of game will show you. Yeah,
exactly. I'm really curious what they are doing with it.
Very interested, yeah.
Just as a quick aside, really quickly, I'm curious about this because, you mentioned showing off games and stuff, but this is also in between E3. Like, this is really during the actual show.
Yeah.
So,
but
how
it's
do
a
you...
live show that will be watched by...
Oh, no, I get that.
Right.
I was asking more, because, like I said, E3 usually finishes for most people at home once the press conference is finished, because we're not on the show for you'll get impressions at the end of it.
Yeah.
I was more...
Depending how core you are, because GameSpot and IGN and Nintendo with Treehouse will continue those days.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's expanded beyond that. But even with stuff like GameSpot and IGN, out of it is just fair as they kind of wait for more people to come and they talk about stuff and they have... Yeah, I was going to say, Morias, how do you think the press is going to cover this? Because it is, like, I mean, granted, most of the big sites don't really have a very big PC focus.
No, not at all.
They'll probably just cover the first hour where they'll have all the most important stuff. Anything that's sort of not at the other conferences.
I just think it will be a case of someone from them will watch it and then just put up articles with all the big
announcements. Yeah, and that's about it. Yeah, what Martin said. Yeah, depending on how big your website is, they'll have one person just watching it live and just repeating what they show. And for smaller sites, they will report on stuff if it's truly big, and otherwise they'll type or make a video about it after E3.
And I don't think, like, you will see the PC conference also stream on GameSpot just because of the PC Gamer Association.
Yeah. Very true. No other outlets are going to repeat their stream.
Yeah. Fulbright with Tacoma.
Yes. Yes, Fulbright is awesome.
The guys who made Gone Home.
Yes,
so
awesome.
I wasn't a fan, but I don't know. Could be cool. The next one is the thing that I think could be a repeat. Frictional Games will show off something from Soma, but Soma is also associated with Sony, so that could be a repeat. I assume this game will also come out this year, just because they said they're already in beta and said not too far off. So
that's far off the most indies that is associated with Sony, so that's good.
Or if they're really nice, they could maybe have prepared two demos. We don't know. Two different demos for the conference, but that's probably too ambitious for such a small team.
Maybe trailer at Sony, gameplay at the PC thing.
Yeah, that I could also see. True. Frontier? I don't know what they all have. They've put out Elite.
Elite expansion, maybe.
Maybe an Elite expansion, okay. That's a nice guess. They're not going to talk about the console ports of Elite.
No, especially because that's an Xbox port. So.
Apparently they also own Roller Coaster Tycoon.
And that game has been restarted and given to another developer again. So,
So I don't know.
Showed off like garbage last time.
Nexon will be there. That's another weird one, because I assume that will be just Nexon is there officially, but that it will just be them putting Cliffy B on stage because his company is with Nexon, and maybe they can show off something from Dirty Bomb, I guess.
Yeah, that's going into open beta next month, so that's probably a good guess.
Yeah. And Pixel Titans will be there with Strafe. That's the
Kickstarter
game, right?
Yeah.
They had the great video and stuff. So, probably what progress they have made since they put out that alpha demo they had during the Kickstarter. Yeah. That's what I assume. I still think like they should have put that alpha out right at the start of the Kickstarter.
Yeah, they should have done.
That would have helped them immensely. Because, I mean, their pitch was good, but actually seeing what they're doing was better. SES Games, speculation of course is American Truck Simulator.
That's not speculation at all. It's fact at this point.
I mean, what else are we working on? Nothing else, right?
Well, it has been confirmed.
Oh, has it? Okay. I guess that's kind of exciting because European Truck Simulator 2 was probably like a real surprise hit, and more people enjoyed it probably than
they expected.
And
because it's a better game than it has any right to be.
Yeah, I like it as well. So yeah, definitely interested.
I wonder what kind of scale they want to do, because America is of course huge, and
I know that they are going to do. I think it's going to be California alone at the moment.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a little disappointing. Hence, they render a lot of stuff from Europe.
But their version of Europe wasn't a complete Europe.
But still.
Like they only took like the most important parts in some ways and basically made Europe smaller than it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see. And that's basically what we know so far. I wouldn't say lots of huge stuff, but there will at least be a couple of interesting things.
And less huge stuff is the opportunity to dive in deeper and have some good interviews with the developers. Depending on, of course, if the game is
Depends
fun.
Also on what really the format of this whole thing will be, because we really don't know.
And if it's truly run by PC Gamer, I'm not familiar enough with their American staff to know if they have somebody on there who can basically do that type of stuff. Like have a show host, basically.
I think the show host was a YouTuber.
Yeah, Day 9.
Oh,
Day
right.
Nine.
Okay. Oh,
he's
okay.
Not a YouTuber so much as he was or is a StarCraft caster, so he knows how to.
Okay, that's good.
He's a presentator.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
But he's also live streaming now on Twitch, and he's also a YouTuber at this point.
Yeah, he has been a YouTuber for a while. It's just that his main sort of notability.
How he came to fame was as StarCraft 2 caster.
Okay. Yeah. So at least they have someone who's interesting and listenable to watch.
Yeah,
it seems to be a professional. I don't want to say professional, but you know, I remember a few years ago when Ubisoft had who did they have?
Mr. Caffeine.
No, not they had Mr. Caffeine, but they also had there was like that YouTuber who presented with Aisha Tilia.
Oh, it was Tobuscus.
Yeah,
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, I remember their fake banter was terrible.
Yeah,
really awful.
Yeah, and I'm hoping
if you have to be on stage with that woman. I would suspect you look terrible next time.
That's the thing. I don't remember. I don't think
he was honest.
She is terrific, you know, in presentable way, and she's really good. She does a great job.
She does a fantastic job at Ubisoft thing. But, I mean, she has a natural charisma. It also helps that she's really easy on the eyes. But she is a host of, like, an actual TV show. So
yeah, whose line is it anyway, right?
Yeah, and that's the whole improv. So she knows how to react to these things naturally.
Yeah.
It's the same with, even though I think he was neutered by them, but Joe McHale used to be decent at these.
No, not really.
I thought he was, because he has like that dry delivery that's really, like, it can be a bit dry and awkward, but I always thought he worked for it. As long as you don't get James Cameron again.
Sean McHale, nah, it wasn't my thing. I like Aisha more. She has some terrible joke things, but at least.
I mean, I think a lot of it is also kind of pre-written, and there's only so much you can do with it. Especially being that everybody else isn't an actor or an actress, where you can kind of pay off of them naturally. Because, you know, a part of improv is that your partners are able to react to you. And when she's, I mean, there are still awkward things like, what, Eddie Boner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, when Yves Guillaume gets on stage and she's like super tall, he's a small French guy, you know, you always get the laughs on stage. So that just happens.
Yeah, so that should be fun. I'm sure we're going to talk about the PC Gaming Conference again just because it is the one that is so new and different, and I'm sure as I feel like, unlike, you know, with Microsoft and Sony and Nintendo, where they have to sell you something, PC Gaming doesn't have to sell you a PC. They have to sell you the games, and I think
unless they announce PC 2, then
so PC there's no U. official Valve presence at the moment.
Nah, no, I don't think Valve. To be honest,
okay. I feel like Valve is kind of like Apple, where Apple no longer does CES because Apple's Apple. So I think Valve.
Or they are also like Rockstar.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't.
I think it's more likely that Valve just aren't doing anything.
No. Well, I mean, Valve is doing a lot of stuff. I mean, because they're doing like the Steam boxes and the Steam controller.
No, the Steam box is supposed to come out last year, and it's, you know, already mid 2015. They're not doing anything.
They're coming out one day. You have to believe, Dan. You have to believe.
Well, I just mentioned them not because of I know their schedule and they just do whatever they want, but they say they want to push this for this holiday, so this is a opportunity to show off the boxes and the controller again. Just that's why I brought it up.
I don't think we'll see them.
Well, I don't think we'll see them here. I mean, I think they would have been announced by now. Like, Valve isn't something you hold off into the last minute. I mean, they could show up and surprise people like with Noel did at the Sony press conference a few years ago, but I feel like if this is your first time, you want to get those big names out there in front because you want
people
to tune in.
Are planning to watch your stuff,
Yeah. Like, again, people are going to watch Nintendo, Microsoft, and Sony no matter what. People are kind of curious about Bethesda, but you want people, because it's 3 hours. That's a lot of time investment.
Yeah. Which day is it on again? On Thursday?
It's Tuesday, yeah.
Tuesday?
Tuesday on Wednesday night for us, Martin.
Okay.
What do you mean Wednesday morning?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
It's Wednesday morning, 1 a.m. for me,
yeah.
I think.
Oh, ouch, that has to suck.
I think
I'm later. Probably not going to watch it.
I thought it was like 3 a.m., but yeah.
Because
I
also only realized that this is going to be 3 hours when I wrote you, and I will probably stay up for Sony, so I will probably not stay up for that. And just see in the morning what interesting came out of it.
Yeah, that's pretty rough. Speaking of Sony, and we'll get to them next week as well. But I did want to mention this because the tickets actually do go on sale, and this affects none of you people because none of you are Americans. Yep. But Sony is doing the E3 experience in theaters again this year, and tickets go on sale Wednesday, May 27th at noon. So this show should be up by then, so just kind of get in there, out there, if you want to get tickets for that. I'm going to try my best to do it.
You should tell about your experience from last year, because I'm pretty interested.
Yeah, I will talk about that.
Yeah,
next week. But I am, it's a novelty. I don't think it's anything special, but at least it's not, you know, I don't have to worry about anything. Well, actually, we did have to worry about stuff buffering and breaking up, but I'll talk about that next week. So, is there anything else you folks want to talk about with Microsoft and PC gaming before we wrap up for the week?
Not really. I think we covered it all.
Yeah, okay. Really interested to see what their format is and if it's anything they'll repeat if it's successful, and just really interested into.
I'm also interested in what would be a success. To be honest, I don't know what that entails as.
Yeah, all depends on and how it's perceived by most folks and outlets. If it's something they're interested in, and yeah, just really interested. I am glad that there is now a focus for the PC, because it's a huge market, and most year everybody always comes out with articles and videos after it's like, oh, well, PC wasn't there again.
I can't wait until there's a mobile conference at one of these things. I can't wait to see the internet's reaction.
That's basically TGS.
That's kind of true.
I think 1 year Apple actually did have a press conference, they wasn't at E3, but they had a press conference during that week.
Yeah,
I think that was last year.
GDC, most years, this falls in exactly the same week, but not this year because E3 is late this year.
Yeah. Okay. So we will be back next week talking about Sony and the PlayStation 4. And who knows, maybe we'll mention the Vita. I mean, it's the Sony can do.
Then we've talked about it more than Sony does, so yeah.
So for Martin, Daniel, the Dutcher, and myself, this has been our pre-E3 discussion from Microsoft and the PC at E3 2015.